Welcome back to the Monday's Experts Podcast for the 17th of May 2025 for Doomben 10,000 Day. And I guess you could say the Group 1 kickoff for the Queensland Winter Carnival. Now I'm back after a bit of a hiatus. I took some time off just to refresh. I had to focus a little bit more on work, so I just couldn't fit in any sort of, podcast content. So I'm back now and obviously heading into that Group 1 meeting on Saturday there at Doomben. Now, I've always really had a soft spot for the Doomben 10,000, and to be honest, when it comes to, picking the winner or tipping in the race, I've had a fair bit of luck, which is good. I think my first ever winner in the Doomben 10,000 was Boban back in 2015. Then I had Redzel 2017, English 2018, and I backed the Bostonian at a big, big price in 2019. And then, of course, Marzu when it was shifted to Eagle Farm in 2022, and we had that absolute downpour of rain. Obviously this year, a bit different, really open field, some very, very good horses, particularly some Sydney siders coming up, which is fantastic. But I think if you've listened to this podcast before, you have a pretty good idea about who I will be backing in this race. So with Doomben on Saturday, the rails are in the true position. Now, weather-wise, I think they expected 10 mils on Wednesday, a bit of rain on Thursday. We didn't really seem to get as much rain as I thought we would get on those 2 days. And then obviously we've got some showers predicted for today, Friday and Saturday. The track at the time of recording was a soft 7, but I'm hearing that it's been upgraded to a heavy 8. So let's just wait and see what comes of it in terms of this weather over, the next 24 hours before race 1. In terms of the track pattern, I think if we are in that heavy range, I think they will be coming off that rail position. I think it's going to be chop out quite early on the piece, and I think they're going to be looking for the better ground down the wider lanes. So in terms of how I've done my form, I've anticipated it to be that soft 7, heavy 8 range, and I'm not really super keen on leaders, particularly leaders who, aren't noted wet trackers. So that's how I've approached this meeting, but obviously if things change and you do start to see a bias there, for the rails or for leaders, then obviously switch up how you bet. Now, the first race I want to touch on is the cutest 3-year-old played over the 1350 metres, and this is a set weights race. And the horse that I've settled on is El Morzillo. Now, in terms of race shape, I think there's an average tempo expected here. I've got Southern Charm, I'm Heroic, Marajical, I think it's pronounced, will all likely roll forward from their barriers. I think from the inside draw, Apunta, Good Luck to Me, and even Booming Bianca will likely sit handy also. So I think this race is between three, and those three are the ones that the market's obviously gravitated towards in Pisces, Good Luck to Me, and El Morzillo. Now, the three of these boast 9 of the 10 best rating or career ratings coming into this. Obviously, we've got Pisces who comes here out of the Hawkesbury Guineas. That run was on a heavy, so you could probably say that the horse handles the heavy and soft going. Was beaten 2.75 lengths. Did have some traffic issues there at the top of the straight before getting clear air. I thought she was all right without being fantastic. Gets obviously a huge jockey upgrade with J-Mac jumping on from K-Mac. Barrier 3 might be a bit of a query here, obviously, given the fact that the rails might be not the best place to be. And I think she could be riding for luck. So for me, I think she's a bit of a risk at that price. You then got Good Luck to Me, who strung 2 wins together up here in Queensland in, you could probably say much weaker grade. She then went to that, Group 2, Daybreak Lover, and only went down by 0.65 of a length to Boomtown Boss. And she actually beat home Pisces by just under 2 lengths that day. And then we have my tip in terms of El Morzillo, who mathematically was never going to feature first up there in that Victory Stakes. The best ground to be in that day was probably lanes 3 to 9, and probably you wanted to be up and in on those days. And she was out the back from that wide alley and just mathematically had no chance to obviously reel them in. I think they went 7.5 lengths below benchmark to the 800. Then they picked up the speed and ended up being a sprint home. So she just had no chance then. Has a really, really good second up record. She's 2 from 3 and gets a jockey upgrade to Jason Collette, which I'm really happy about. Map is, pretty good. And I think she handles soft going. And then, so when you look at this race from a price perspective, and when you look at ratings profiles, she gets in so well with her weight. So I think it's a real good bet. Obviously, the other two are good horses, but I think from a pricing perspective, and I think you can be forgiving that first up run, I think she's a really good chance. We then head to race 5, the Group 2 Spirit of Boom Classics. This is a 1,200 meter set weights race for 2-year-olds, and the horse that I really like is Grafter Burners. Race shape wise, obviously, I think on paper you probably look at it and see an average tempo, but we know with these 2-year-olds what we expect, and I think they'll be going, I think there'll be a bit more pressure up front than we anticipate. Speed map wise, I think you've got Namaste, who's probably the only real leader on paper. I think Lucky Lass, if she managed to make the field, will be in there. I think Cool Archie, the Creek, I think it is, and Beskar will also be there from the inside alleys. So I think it's a really, really good race, and I think some very good 2-year-olds are here who are probably on that JJ Atkins sires path. There's a lot of different form lines, which obviously makes this race very, very hard to dissect. So when you go through and look at, the ratings that have been produced by all of these horses, Gallinero, Cool Archie, Talk to Be Sure, United States, Beskar, High Barbie, Midnight Spirit, Navy Pilot, The Bear, Farnacle, and even Grafter Burners, there's probably only 2 to 3 weight for age, ratings points between them on Form King. So thank God this is leg isn't part of the quaddie, because I think it's quite open. Now, the horse that I'm really quite keen on here is to back on, an each way basis or a 1x3 is Grafter Burners. The run for me that put the riding on the wall was his run there in that English Millennium. Now, he was all the way out backs and essentially looked gone at the top of the straight there. Had to navigate his way through traffic while, Rivellino, Within the Law and Artistic Venture all had kind of unimpeded runs down the outside. I think he's a very, very good horse. Loved his trial at Doomben over the 1,000 metres, and I think he'll handle the glowing. He's got Jason Collette on board, which is a good jockey upgrade, and around that $10 mark, I think he's been backed in from 15s or opening around the $15 mark, and I think each way it's a really, really good price. We then head to race 6, the Chairman's Handicap over 2,000 metres, and the one I'm really keen on is Sir Dilius. Race shape wise, average tempo again expected here. There's no real noted leader on paper, but I think given Sir Dilius is by Gaybot, on pace jockey and Timmy Clark booked, wouldn't surprise me to see him roll hold and just take up the running. Now, I'm not going to sit too long on this race because I think Sir Dilius is immoral here. His trials have been awesome. His overseas form is very, very good. He's actually competed at elite Group 1 level in, you could arguably say, the world's best race in the Arc de Triomphe. I think he's doing the without a fight prep, and I think he's going to head down towards, some really spring riches with that residual Queensland winter fitness. So bet up here. I think the $2.70 is a really fair price about a horse that I think when you look at form lines is much better than anything else in this field. Now we head to race 8, the Group 1 Doomben 10,000 over the 1,200 metres, weight for age. Fast tempo I expect here. Obviously, you've got Overpass, who's going to likely take up the running. I think Zerastro will kick up from the inside and be very close in run. Hidden Wealth will want to be there as well, particularly if those rails are off. And obviously, I expect Schwartz, Marzu, and Rothfire to roll forward from their alleys as well. I think Sunshine and Paris will have to take her medicine from the wide alley and go back. Now, there is chat that Schwartz may not run given his, displeasure in running on a heavy going. But to be honest, if you were connections, why don't you run him? He's off to stud. You've got a stud dealer right now. And if he wins or performs well, then that's only obviously going to improve or increase his stud value. Now, with this impending weather predicted for Brisbane, you can probably rule out a few here who won't appreciate the going. I think the horses in the field that will be fine with the going are Sunshine in Paris, Benedetta, Marzu, Jetabil, Hidden Wealth, Zerastro, Lady Laguna, Rothfire, and Libertad. And then of those who you think are genuine weight for age performers, I think you can narrow it down to Sunshine in Paris, Benedetta, Marzu at his best. And I think Jetabil you could probably put in that category. Now, I don't think Marzi was as good as he was a few years ago, and Jamie Mellon has actually jumped off him to ride Benedetta. You've got Jetabil, who I have queries on at a strong 1,200 metres. And then you've got Sunshine in Paris, who gets J-Mac, big jockey upgrade, but she does have that wide draw to contend with again. And then, so when you look at it like that, that leaves Benedetta, and that's me thinking with my head, not my heart. Overpass is certainly a winning chance, but I thought he was quite flat there in that quokka and probably went out a bit too hard. So the worry for me is he going to be flat and probably, a bit done for the prep now because of that run? And then add in, that travel all the way to Perth and back. There's a few little queries there. So the draw is good for him. from that wider alley, particularly if that weather is, I guess, arrives. But I still think Benedetta is a great price. $7.50. Good, I guess, congratulations to those who snapped it up because she's been backed into around that $485 mark now. All right, now we head to Scone. So the rail is at the 2 meter mark from the 8 to 400 meter, and then True the remainder. Now, weather, they've got 5 mils predicted on Thursday, which I don't think really came. So looking at the fields there today, Friday, the track was in the soft seven range, but they didn't get the weather that they, I guess, thought they would. But it is cooler weather, so we're not going to get those drying conditions that you'd hope for. So I think we will be in that soft six, maybe soft seven range come Saturday. Track pattern wise, they shoot races, so the 1,000 and 1,100 meter races, they only have that small turn, so the wider draws aren't super disadvantaged. Now, Scone is one of those, I guess, a pretty good track for run on horses with that kind of big, long straight. I don't really like horses drawn in unless they're on paces, and they usually have to ride for luck or come up that inferior ground if the rails is off. Now, I'm not going to touch on all the races here just because they are quite open, but the first one I want to touch on is race 7, the listed Denise Joy Stakes over the 1,100 metres. Now, there's three horses that I want to watch go around, and that's Soft Love, Shohisha, and Overfull. Now, I've got an average tempo expected here. I think Summer Flame will likely roll forward from the inside alley. Aleary, Lady Elena, Overfull will also be handy in run. I think Sunrise will have to boot up from the outside alley to take a position. Now, I do have some concerns for Soft Love and Shohisha, who are the horses that I do like, but their draws aren't very kind for them given their racing patterns. So unless, I guess, the jockeys show some sort of initiative and kind of kick them up from those alleys and try and get them sitting forward of midfield, I do have worries that they're going to have to either ride for luck, come up that inferior ground, or have to loop or down the outside. So I'm really keen, and this is probably the race I'm most keen to watch at Scone on Saturday. The first one that I touched on was Soft Love, who's the undefeated horse by Pierre Rada, owned by Yulong. She demolished a really, really handy field over the 1,200 metres last start, and won by just under 2 lengths, defeating Thames, who's a horse that's second favourite here. Obviously, Harry Croffey knows the horse well. She's definitely deserved of the favouritism, but like I said, the query I have is for the inside draw and her racing pattern. And I think with this pending rain, if it comes, and if we are, the rails is off position, she's going to have to make a huge run down the outside. Now, the other horse I mentioned is Shohisha. Now, I don't know what it is about this horse, but I think she's a lot of ability. She won a maiden there at Warwick Farm in her first prep back in August last year, and then David Payne thought enough of her to jump her up and throw her in the deep end into a Group 2 Furious, where she performed really, really well. She was only beaten 4.5 lengths behind Tudan Lizzie, El Mozillo, who we spoke about earlier, More Territories, Zatang, Amina, who obviously was enormous there in the Goodwin on Saturday, and Manal, who's a Group 1 winner. So some very credentialed horses there. She then resumed last prep, first up at Wyong in a listed race. Was very good. I don't think she really appreciated the Wyong track. And then won a BM72 at Rose Hill easily before running very well in the light fingers behind Lady Shenandoah, Lady of Camelot, Lilac, and Lazura, and actually beat home Manal that day. So I really liked the trial at Rose Hill last week, and I think she's over the odds. Now, the third horse that I spoke about is Overfull. Bit of a stab in the dark, but has won over this track and trip before. Wider draw is good, and I really like the two trials there at Bow Desert and Gold Coast. Damien Thornton knows the horse well, and I think she could be the blowout in this race because she does handle the soft going and might be the map horse here. I think tipping-wise, I think I'm going to be against Soft Love just because of that draw, but I do really like Overfull and Shohisha at those prices each way. And the other race I want to touch on is race 10, the Luskin Star Stakes over 1,300 metres. And the one I really like is Fearson. Fast tempo is expected with this one. I think the instructor and Rinchat will roll forward from their outside alleys. Uzziah, Fearson, and Tamerlane will also be there. And I think Flying Crazy and Written Code will probably be at the back given their draws. Now, this is an open race. I think it's about $4.50 the field. But I think it's a race where there's quite a few leaders on paper and there's a lot of pressure up front. So it sets up for a horse who is either really appreciate those fast-paced races or one that can absorb those pressures and who's hard fit. So the horse for me in that is Fearson. I think he's been uncharacteristically slow out of the gates in his last two races, but he's been really, really good. And he's one of those horses that I think will actually appreciate barreling along there at that high speed. I think from barrier six, Zach Waddock can have him one pair back and hopefully off that fence behind the instructor and Winchat. And I think he'll be very hard to get past once he hits that lead at the top of the straight. I don't want to be with Brudenell and Gallant Star as their draws aren't kind to them and given their racing pattern. So I think at a 1x3 play, it's a really, really good price for Fearson around that, I think, $15 mark. Now we head to Flemington. Rails are out 4 metres. No rain predicted in the lead-up with some showers up to 10 mils predicted for the Saturday. Track pattern-wise, Flemington always seems to play well. It's one of the best draining tracks in the world, and I think you will be fine betting on any horse in any position on Saturday. First race I want to touch on is the Straight 6, Race 6 over the 1,200 metres, and there's no real tip in this race, but I think I just think it's either you're going to be favouring the King Zephyr form or you're going to be backing some roughies to knock him off. Race shape wise, I think you've got an above average tempo here. I think your speed influences are drawn across the field. I think Astrologist running by Marble 9 will probably be on the stand side. And then round that inside rails, you'll probably have Impressive Enough and Who Dares, who are likely going to set up the speed there. Now, it'll be interesting to see where they go, whether they go to the outside, the inside, or kind of split off. But I think there'll be speed influence either side. So I don't think you're going to be too concerned with one side not having enough speed, but it will just be where the better ground is. Now, looking at this race, I personally won't be betting, just given the setup here for King Zephyr. I think he's a very, very good horse, and there's rumours there that if he can get his rating point up high enough, then he's heading towards a Stradbroke. The only thing I have here for him at Flemington is I have queries on him dropping back to 1,200 and going down the straight for the first time. But in saying that, I think the draw is perfect for him. I think he can pick and choose which side, or Jordan Childs can pick and choose which side they go down. And I think he's a very, very good horse on the rise. We've then got Aviatrice, who I thought was very, very good first up in the Matrice Stakes over the 1,200 metres there at Morfettville. She was then only beaten by 1.9 lengths in the Irwin Stakes behind Asfura. In both runs there, she beat home Sir Sway, who came out and ran an absolute bottler there in the Goodwood last weekend. So the form lines, you could say, stack up. I thought her run in the Goodwood was questionable. But Jolly, I think, wouldn't be travelling her over here if he didn't think she was up to it. I think the draw's good, and I think she handles the soft and heavy going. So I don't think the weather, if it does come, will impact her too much. You then got Limbs Kosciuszko, who I think is a very good horse from Singapore. Boasts a very, very good record at the trip. 13 starts for 12 wins. He's 7 from 7 first up. Melamon, wide draw is perfect. I think you're going to be probably in the better ground there on the stand side. The only question mark I have for that horse is weight compared to some of the key rivals here. And I think you can make some small cases for the Astrologist, just given his history down the straight. Crosshaven, I thought, was good last start, and even Codigo as well. So with that, I don't want to bet into this race, given the slight queries I have there on King Zephyr and a few runners, but it wouldn't surprise me to see him run well and absolutely blitz them and then, I guess, book his trip to Queensland. We then head to race 7, the Andrew Ramsden, the golden ticket into the Melbourne Cup of the 2,800 metres. I think we've got an average tempo with Smoke and Romance looking the only likely leader here with no real pressure. Now, the interesting one here is Berkshire Breeze. Now, he's been taken back in a lot of his runs this prep, and I think that's likely due to the poor barrier draw that he's had. But I think, personally, I would love to see Ethan Brown kick him up here, cross them, and then follow Smoke and Romans everywhere he goes. I think he's better ridden on speed, or at least, I guess, up forward of midfield rather than taking him back, because I don't think he has a huge turn of foot. And I think he appreciates having a bunny to catch. So if he's got Smoke and Romans there, I think it's going to be really good for him. Now, for a race that gives you the free ticket into the Melbourne Cup, it's quite a weak field. I only think there's a handful of chances. I think Berkshire Breeze on form should be in the mix. Like I said earlier, the barrier stinks, but and the run, I guess, there in the Mornington Cup was a bit of a query. I thought it was a bit of a head-scratcher. I think he loomed up to win and run right past them, and he just kind of battled away in that final 200. What we do know is he loves Flemington. And I think if he can roll forward and take up a position, not burn too much petrol, I think he'll be a good chance. You've then got Smoke and Romans, who gets Linda Meach, who is a fantastic rider of front runners. Mostly Cloudy, who's one, I guess, will be, appreciating this step up in Tripp and is one of the out and out stays here. For Noah, who just keeps stepping up and is by Frankel, so he'll appreciate the 2,800 meters. And then you got Loft, who went over the jumps there at Warrnambool in a novice and was very, very good. So he'll be hard fit heading into this and is a great record at the Trip. And then finally, Virtuous Circle, who I think mathematically couldn't have won last start there in that Warrnambool Cup. And I think he'll appreciate getting back to Flemington, the big wide track. And we know he doesn't mind the soft and heavy going as well. I would have preferred a different jockey there for Virtuous Circle, but it is what it is. And for the sake of a tip, I will be tipping Berkshire Breeze, but it's nothing of confidence. And I think Virtuous Circle is probably the smoky at odds that you could probably, put in there. Round the grounds wise, I've only got one. We're going to Echuca Race 2, Lady Maestro. I think it's Race 2 anyway. Really like the trial in late April, and I think it's quite a good horse. Sunday tip, Casterton Cup there. They're going to get a bit of rain. I think it'll be in the heavy going, and I think Jabba Wockies is the bet there. And then $100 strategy. We're going to have $21.50 on Doomben Race 3, El Mozillo at $5. $10.50 on Grafter Burners in Doomben Race 5 at $10. We're going to have $43 on Sedilius in Doomben Race 6 at $2.60. $17.50 on Benedetta in the 10,000, which is Doomben Race 8 at, when I put it on, $6. And then $7.50 on Scone Race 10 Fearson at $15. So if you have a problem with gambling, please visit gamblinghelponline.org.au or call 1800 858 858 for free and confidential support. Good luck for the first Group 1 meeting of the Winter Carnival, and I'll be back next week to preview the Queensland Carnival again.